Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's going on? It's Metal Shop, sort of at-home version of Metal Shop. I'm talking with Amy, Matthew, and Damon from Solicitor. New album, Spectral Devastation, coming out on the 24th, Gates of Hell Records. Congratulations on the release of the new album.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty cool to see the release of this album. I know you guys have been working hard on it, but what a time to put out a record, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, no, this is a
plan.
Yeah, this was originally so part of the deadline that we had worked so hard to achieve, because where do I even start, Matt?
So the deadline that was so hard that we had to make was due to the fact that we were going to be trying to submit the album to the label to be released the day that we played Keep It True in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were
Saturday the 25th.
Which would be next Saturday. And so we made the deadline. We got the album submitted. We were happy with everything. And then we're just waiting to pack up and leave and go to Europe for our first tour over there. And a pandemic hits. And
the hammer falls.
I was stuck at home with no shows.
Yeah, so just to give you a quick timeline, we formed November of 2018.
Yep.
Put out a 2-song demo. Mm-hmm. February of 2019. We played our third or fourth show ever in Chicago in May of 2019 and released a 4-song EP. After that performance, the weekend of that performance, we were approached by Cruz del Sur and Gates of Hell Records to sign for a reissue of the EP on vinyl, which came out in October. And then they wanted us for the full length, the debut full length. So considering we had put out 4 songs in May of 2019, they wanted a full length album by January of 2020.
Damn.
To release in time for Keep It True, mm-hmm. which was the festival that we had been asked to play in Germany in April. Because, you know, anyone that knows anything, obviously everyone listening to the show knows that it takes a couple of months to get an album off the ground, get mm-hmm. it sent to press, get all the graphics and everything ready. So we had to have it all done by the January 15th.
Damn.
Sent off and ready to go.
Yeah.
So we had from May, essentially, to December to write and record an album. Never mind the fact that we had the reissue that had come out in October, and mm-hmm. then we also had a summer tour in August and numerous local shows around the Northwest to contend with our time.
Busy year.
Not to mention regular work and
family. The fact that I moved to Portland, all this stuff. So, yeah.
I have a feeling this year is going to be a little slower, so.
Yeah, just a tad. I mean, we were cruising on full speed ahead and ready to just take Europe by storm and then slam the brakes on,
yep.
just like everybody else in the same boat.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about the album, but before we do, I wanted to check on you guys and see, like, how are you guys handling things? How are you staying safe and sane, and how are you guys, like, kind of filling your time? Are either of you guys essential workers, or are you staying home right now? What are you guys up to?
Damon and I are essential workers. Okay. We work in the grocery industry, so mm-hmm. we're working and then spend a lot of...
Yeah, we're heroes.
Yeah.
Thank them.
Yes.
Put my cape on, go for it.
Yeah.
And then we're in between that. I'm spending my time watching a lot of movies.
Okay.
And writing new tunes.
So, movies and tunes.
Playing some Super Nintendo.
Some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Rediscovering the classics.
Yeah. I've been laid off since March 13th.
Damn. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a bouncer and I was working down in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And the venues closed that week. And then a few days later, all the bars and restaurants closed. So both of my jobs closed. And like so many other folks, I've been navigating the unemployment system,
mm-hmm.
which so far hasn't been of any comfort or relief.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're having a hard time getting their claims through and actually receiving money.
Right. I've claimed for the last 5 weeks plus my waiting week, and I have yet to see my claim processed. So,
oh, Jesus. Well, let's try to look at the positive side. At least if it does go through, I think you'll get all the back money and you'll be balling, hopefully.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. It's just a matter of waiting for it to come. And, you know, a lot of the stress and frustration, of course, comes from the fact that bills and creditors and things like that don't let up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a break in that regard.
All right, Amy. So then here's a question that's definitely relevant for you specifically and all of you, actually. So we're all going through a lot of stress and a lot of pressure and anxiety right now. And there's a lot of bad news going out there. Obviously, you know, we can get stuck in a feedback loop of negativity. If you are having a shit day, a shit week, and you're just stressed out, you're getting a little crazy, what's an album that you can put on that will immediately just, like, maybe ease up a little bit and make you feel a little bit better?
Thundersteel by Riot.
Nice.
Without skipping a beat, Thundersteel by Riot. Flight of the Warriors, specifically. That's a great track. A very uplifting track.
Hell yeah.
Guaranteed to lift your bad mood out of you.
What do you guys think?
I'm with that. No, that's... You said that, I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
I've been listening to Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay.
To my nerves. Not really.
Not really?
Yeah.
In the Shadows by Merciful Fate did it for me the other day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just talked with Chuck Billy earlier this week from Testament. They have a new album out, and pretty crazy how the whole Bay Area thrash tour, they all came back, and a lot of them had coronavirus. Chuck Billy.
Yeah, Will Ferrell was in a coma.
Yeah.
Drummer from Death Angel. He was in a coma for 12 days.
Luckily, they're all, I think, on at least... seemingly on the other side of it. Chuck Billy was, you know, doing interviews all day, so obviously, like, he could breathe well, and he was feeling okay and stuff, so, you know.
Good.
So let's talk a little bit about some inspiration, because you guys, I mean, I'm not trying to pigeonhole you guys, but you guys are very classic metal sounding, like, very much, like, throwback a little bit, but, you know, with your own take on it and everything, but what are some of your, what was the band that got you hooked on that sound and, like, made you, like, love and maybe dig in kind of like the old bins for records of stuff that you may not have known before?
You know, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
I would say when Substratum disbanded,
mm-hmm.
Matt and I went to Al's record store on the Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Al's records and CDs on the Ave, and we'd had our band meeting and we had made the decision to call it quits. And we were like, you know what? We don't want to stop playing music. Let's start a speed metal band.
Yep. Yeah.
And of course we're talking about, you know, well, what does that mean to us? Leech Lord is one of the bands that comes to mind immediately. Merciful Fate, Chastain, Rust in Peace, Era Megadeth.
Yeah.
Painkiller, Era Jude's Priest.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even say Killers, Iron Maiden.
Yeah, when I was writing some of the first songs to kind of establish a sound, I was using a lot of those influences, as well as, it's like you were talking about Chuck Billy, I was actually listening to a lot of Early Testament, so, you know, the Ritual and the New Order were pretty heavy influences on some of the early stuff that we were writing. So that's kind of in summation what I use personally for inspiration, and what Amy and I had talked about when we had first decided to form a new band, what yeah. we kind of wanted to use as an outline for what we wanted to sound like.
That's awesome. So speed metal, I like that, because that's a term, you know, we use all these different terms like, you know, grindcore, death metal, you know, all that kind of stuff, like metalcore and stuff. But speed metal, it's often a term that is kind of, you know, left in the, you know, yesteryear. What, you guys want to bring speed metal back?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's better.
Keep it fast, keep it nasty, keep it mean.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. We're going to play one of the Solicitor songs here in a little bit, but Amy, I don't want to put you on the spot here or anything, but I do have to mention that you have some of the coolest, like, just style of any vocalist I've ever seen before, as far as just, like, your attire. Have you always been like that? Have you always kind of, like, made your own clothes, done your own leathers and stuff? Or was there a time where you were, like, you saw someone and you're like, I want to be that, when you were a little kid or something?
Oh, man. That's actually a really good question. I want to say I've always been this way, but I haven't always looked this way.
You haven't always looked that badass?
I haven't always looked this way, but I've always had that attitude of, like, I'm going to do this the way that I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like the crusty chick that listened to Judas Priest when I was a teenager.
Sure.
And all my friends listened to UK 82 hardcore and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've always made my own clothes. I've always made my own jewelry. I've always been fond of other people who do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because very early on, just to give an example, I was never specifically told I couldn't do something because of this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I wasn't raised in a particularly religious family. I wasn't, I mean, I had my hardships in life, and that's another subject for another time. But, like, when it comes down to who I am as a person, I was never told that I could not express myself.
Okay.
You know? And
good.
I will always, always be grateful for that, because it's allowed me to be who I want to be with no limitations.
That's awesome.
And no, I don't feel pressured to live in some weird shell of myself, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. That's awesome. And that's cool that you at least, you know, were encouraged, or you weren't held down. And that's probably a, you know, a big reason why, you know, you're such a incredible, like, vocalist and front woman. I don't know if that's a term to use. Front man, front woman. I don't know if that's a thing to use in 2020, but, yeah.
Doesn't
so
matter to me,
exactly. So, yeah, I mean, altogether, I gotta admit, I have not seen Solicitor live yet. I was a huge fan of Substratum. I want to see Solicitor. Obviously shows are on hold right now. Let's say we're on the other side of things, whatever the time frame that means, things are changing, who knows. What are some, do you guys imagine that maybe 2021 you would like to get to Europe, and is that kind of a goal of yours?
As it stands right now, with Keep It True being postponed, they've moved their dates to the end of August.
Okay.
So to kind of touch on what we were talking about earlier, Keep It True, this, you know, I think they're on, what, 25 years now as a metal festival.
That's so killer.
In Germany. And they traditionally take place at the end of April every year. They're one of the bigger spring European festivals. They're indoors in a soccer hall.
Cool.
And it's a pretty big deal for them to cancel or postpone anything. I think the only other time they've ever had to do that was when that Icelandic volcano erupted like 10 years ago.
Jesus, yeah.
And disrupted everyone's flights everywhere because, you know, there's ash all over Europe. So that's, you know, the second time in, what, 25 years that they've had to do this.
Yeah.
So for the time being, until things change, because chances are they will change, they postponed the dates to August of this year. And we're tentatively planning on that. However, we'll see what happens. And we'll just have to sit and wait.
Okay.
For news. I mean, we just got the news that our a festival that we were going to tour out to in June has now been canceled. And so our summer tour plans are canceled.
Yeah.
And we'll make more posts about that on our Facebook page and stuff like that. But it's a pretty big bummer, you know, because I mean, obviously, people should take this seriously.
Yep.
It's a very serious thing. But it's also very surreal, and it's difficult to understand. And it's difficult to kind of quantify the long-term and long-reaching effects of something like this when there's so much misinformation out there.
What do you... do you think that, okay, so let's say I would imagine it's going to take a long time for big festivals and big concerts, like huge gatherings to get back into normalcy. But do you think that there will be a chance? I mean, you know, it's hard to really say, it's, what are we, wizards with our crystal balls here? But do you guys see, you know, like a venue, like a fun house or like a small DIY space or like a small bar? You think that there'll be a chance of those coming back sooner?
Sure hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is I hope so, but it's just so up in the air right now.
It's a hard question to answer and ask. Yeah.
Right. And I really worry for all of our friends in the industry who, you know, book and promote shows, and that's their income. And that's, you know, that's the reason they own a bar. That's the reason they have a stage. Like, I don't know.
Well, let's try and talk about something. I wanted to kind of let's pivot to something a little bit more positive here. And you guys are part of a scene, I would say. And I don't know if specifically like relationship wise of a scene, but like for me, there's like a real solid underground movement of bands that are like kind of throwback, but like, you know, that's dismissive saying throwback. I'd say more like old school sound, but like has a lot of just like energy to it. Bands like Night Demon. I just spoke with Jarvis from Night Demon and Cirith Ungol, and you know, he's very well connected in that, and he puts on the Frost and Fire Festival with a lot of those kind of bands. So could you give me a handful of bands that you would suggest within that, you know, in the like Keep It True, Frost and Fire, that kind of scene? Because, you know, I know that there's a lot of cool stuff going on, and a lot of those bands are, I'm going to admit, kind of off my radar.
Yeah, man. There's a, actually, before getting on the phone with you, we just premiered the full-length Spectral Devastation on the New Wave of True Heavy Metal Full Albums YouTube page.
Oh, cool.
And Anderson Tiago, the guy that moderates that channel, he has spent the last few years basically just compiling videos of unknown or little-known underground bands that are current and active.
Yeah.
And he does his best to make sure that, you know, he posts all the links to their social media.
Yep.
He says, you know, if you listen to this, please buy it and please support these artists. You know, he has permission from every band that he's posted to post their links on YouTube and so on and so forth. And he's now got, you know, 86,000 followers or something like that. Like, He's done a very good job of highlighting and giving a space to these little bands who otherwise wouldn't get recognition outside of their hometown or outside of the country. And at this point, it's a global movement.
That's so cool.
So I would definitely start there if you're looking for newer bands that are off your radar for sure. A few that come to mind.
Ghostblood.
Ghostblood,
you know, local hometown favorites. But a few that come to mind for me, at least, are Sign of the Jackal. They're from Italy.
Oh, cool.
That's a female fronted speed metal band from Italy. I mean, I would say Fatal Curse from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, they're great. Totally.
They've got like a great new wave of British heavy metal sound.
Yeah,
that they've been for.
Chevalier from Finland is one of my favorite.
Yeah, Chevalier. Spelled Chevalier, Chevalier.
Yeah. Great.
Oh gosh, they just have a whole sound of their own right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's our label mates Traveler from Canada just released their second full length Termination Shock. I mean, it's the list is endless, man.
That's awesome.
But I would definitely start there with New Wave of True Heavy Metal full albums YouTube channel and just find yourself in a hole. Just keep just hit that fucking autoplay button and let it roll. Because man, there's some good shit out there.
Amy, here's the thing. I think a lot of us have that time to do that. So
I hope so. Yeah. Better.
We have a lot of time right now on our hands, so might as well deep dive on some shit that we don't know about and get immersed. Yeah, dude. So let me ask you a couple more questions before we play this song. Okay, here's a weird one, but I want to know if any of you three, and I want to hear all three of your answer. If you were magically transported into UFC or WWE and you had to choose a theme song to get you pumped up, what would it be?
A theme song to get me pumped up.
Yep, to come to the ring in it too.
Good God.
Matt?
Oh. A pump up song.
Turbo Lover?
This was a great question because I was just at a match in Portland and it was great.
Nice.
They're thinking. I'm thinking too.
I mean, oddly enough, I haven't put much thought into this.
Bob Seger, Night Moves?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Clearly.
Something by Simon and Garfunkel.
There you go, yeah.
Some Sound of Silence.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah. No, that's a really great question. Yeah. You know, Battle Angels by Sanctuary.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Worrell.
On the vengeance.
Amazing.
March of the FOD.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a heavy one. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it is, but something about that opening riff in South of Heaven always just gets me like really in the zone. So maybe something like that. Like on a slow creeping just...
Question,
gets in my blood,
is this a cage match?
If you want it to be.
Or
a tag team.
Amy, I would not want to face you in like a cage match. I think you have some experience with like heavy chains and shit, so you would annihilate.
Yeah, you know, give me a trash can or a chair any day.
Nice. Okay, so one last question before we get into the song, and this is another one that might be a little difficult for you, but just think about what are four albums that have had a direct positive impact on your life? And I want
four
all of
albums.
You guys. Yep, I want all of you to answer it.
Hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and say Chastain's Voice of the Cult.
Okay.
Dio's Sacred Heart.
Nice.
Sin After Sin, the Judas Priest.
Killer.
And album number four. I'm going to keep rolling with Sanctuary, Refuge Denied.
Nice. Right on. Mm-hmm. And Matt and Damon. whenever you got them.
Narrowing it down to four.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Well, definitely the album I heard when I was a teenager that made me want to play guitar in the first place was Master of Puppets.
Nice, yep, classic.
So, I mean, kind of an obvious one, but in the mid-90s, nobody was really listening to much thrash metal, so that was a game changer for me. Jesus. Rainbow, the first Rainbow record, the second Rainbow record,
yeah,
pretty much anything with Dio on it. God damn, you have to come back to me for.
Okay, well, we got 50% for you.
Yeah, I'm at 50.
Come back.
Like spreading the disease, Anthrax.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's a fitting album title for right now.
Oh, man. And then I was going
damn it.
Probably some early Testament or some... I mean, yeah, I was big into Testament.
Yep.
Like Souls of Black or New Order. Rust in Peace.
Yeah, Rust in Peace is probably on there for me as well.
What a perfect album.
It is. Just like,
start to finish.
So many... But so many hours toiling over those leads trying to, when I was learning guitar, still learning them, still can't play those things.
That's my quarantine project, is to learn Tornado of Souls.
Oh my God, yeah.
With all this time. Still can't get it.
And then show it to Dave Mustaine and he'll go, nah, you don't got it, bro.
No,
pretty much, yeah.
Try again, bro.
Yellow me.
Exactly.
I guess my last one, I'd have a couple, but probably my last one would be We're Only In It for the Money by Frank Zappa.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little, not a heavy album, but it's, I've listened to that album more times than I can count, and it's just every time I find something new in it, it's just great. It's, one thing about Frank Zappa's catalog, aside from the vastness, is the density of the music.
Yeah. Right on. Well, yeah, so do you guys have any words of encouragement or, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, anything deep or heavy or anything, but anything out there for anyone who might be kind of, you know, obviously staying inside and staying safe and staying sane and listening to want to hear a new song from the new album?
Well, if you're able to get some fresh air, open a goddamn window.
Yeah.
For one, you know, maybe don't go outside per se, but at least get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Open your curtains, let some sun in.
Know that we're all in it together. We're all kind of same boat.
Right.
So,
and you guys are the heroes.
We're all going to get through it together.
Yeah. We're all isolated, but we're not really alone.
Yeah.
Solace in that, I guess.
All right.
Check out some bands on YouTube. Listen to some new tunes.
Absolutely. And we're gonna do that. We're going to check out so the new Solicitor album, Spectral Devastation. It's available this coming Friday, the 24th, on Gates of Hell Records. You can order it now. First off, I did have to ask, before we play the song, one last question, and this is going to be an easy one for you. Who did the album cover? Because that is badass.
Lauren Gornick. Lauren Gornick of Gornick Illustration.
Okay.
She's done art for Meat Creeper. She's done art for Deceased.
Mm-hmm.
She's done art for Savage Master, some buddies of ours. She also does graphic art for like NASCAR raceways and sports vehicles and stuff like that. She's got a huge catalog of art within her portfolio. Great inspirations all around. Super easy to work with. Definitely check her out. She's got an Instagram at Gornick Illustration. That's Gornick Illustration. She also goes by Lauren Gornick Illustration on Facebook. Super reasonable rates. Totally rad lady. She books and promotes shows in the St. Louis area.
Cool.
She's cool. So definitely check out her stuff. Death metal, speed metal, heavy metal. I mean, she can do it all.
I mean, death metal, speed metal, heavy metal, NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut up right now, and I'm going to let anyone speak up who wants to be. You got to be as cheesy as possible. Imagine FM, morning, corny radio DJ or something. I want you to introduce your own song in the cheesiest way fast possible, okay?
Cheesiest way possible.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Who's stepping up?
This is Amy.
This is Matt.
This is Damon.
You are listening to KISW. Ow!
Yeah.
Spectres of War, all spectral devastation, now.
Check it out.
Die!
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.